Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest is an extremely talented secondary student from Cork who recently was awarded the top prize at the 54th BT's Young Scientist in Technology exhibition. And on the line now to tell us about his winning project, we have Simon Meehan. He's the winner of the BT Young Scientist and Technologist Award 2018. And you're very welcome to the show this morning, Simon.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, I'm very excited to talk to you because I really enjoyed reading about your achievement and the award that you won. Just tell our audiences a little bit about yourself. First of all, you're a secondary student, I believe, in Cork. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Simon, because some of our listeners may not have read up about you last weekend. Tell us what school you go to, what year you're in, and tell us a little bit about your interests. What led you to thinking about entering the contest even?
Yeah, perfect. So I'm from Cloche de Cullum in Ballingalloc, and I'm 15. And you asked me what really drove me to competing in the first place. Well, the main reason was that in first year, my science teacher for the junior cert told me, oh yes, there's this competition, BT Young Scientist. Would you be interested in joining up? And I said, I would, actually. So she gave me this huge stack of papers to be reading through. And it was a bit hectic. I don't know if I got around to reading them. But still, it didn't deter me. But sorry to be taking so long. But it was really her interest in science that drove me into it.
Oh, that's that's really nice to hear, Simon, because I saw a lovely photograph of the two of you together and the papers. I think it was last weekend, and it was a lovely photograph.
This was a different teacher.
Oh, a different teacher.
Yeah, a teacher for my junior cert. This woman, this Karina Line, is actually my transition year teacher.
Okay. Yeah. So you must have had a lot of support from the teachers around you.
Oh, I did. They're such brilliant people, but they wouldn't exactly be doing the work for you. They'd say, you won't be dumping this on us, you're doing that.
Be doing your own work. Tell us about your winning project, because I think it was quite fascinating. Tell our audience a little bit about it.
So it really depends on how much you want to know.
Well, it is a 5-minute interview, so.
Yeah, okay. So my project is on, well, at its very most basic form, how plants affect bacteria, and what effects it might have on, for example, well, the one that I used was Staph aureus, the species that I used was Staph aureus, and just to show how a plant may affect it, and possibly the human as a result, because bacteria cause infection. So instead of tackling infection, what we can then do is tackle the bacterium in order to stop any potential infections from happening in the future. So it's like killing something at the base of the problem instead of working your way from the top problems down to the very.
So it goes back. It goes back to tackling the problem when it first begins.
Precisely. Yeah.
Very good. And I believe your grandfather was an inspiration in your thought process looking into this area of plants being effective at killing bacteria.
Yes, he was. So what my grandfather did was that he grew and also collected herbs and powdered them and would provide patients with a certain illness with a particular remedy of powders that he would then treat them with. And he might say, take this for the next 2 weeks. And the results were incredible. He would find massive effect on his patients from this.
That's amazing. So, like, when we live in an area, I think this is really exciting, Simon, because, you know, I was opening the papers just yesterday. I was in London, and the papers were all about telling people, you know, that if you're sick, don't be taking antibiotics, because antibiotics are creating a bigger problem. They're telling people just stop doing that because you're taking antibiotics for things that aren't what antibiotics are for, and then it creates this issue and problem. So something like your research could be quite timely, couldn't it?
Well, I hope so anyway. Well, I mean, it is timely, but I hope that it's effective in the future as well.
And what's the reaction been like in your hometown to you winning?
Oh, well, like, as you might expect, they're very, very, very nice people. They're lovely. They are so supportive, and they've no problem with putting themselves aside and to giving you the best chance of success and best experience. They're fantastic people.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great to hear. And it's great that people are joining in with the excitement of you winning. If there were students out there, Simon, who are listening to you now and they're thinking, you know, maybe they might do something like this in the years to come, what would you say to encourage them to participate in competitions like this?
I would say the farther away from convention you can get yourself, the better. I don't feel that following the herd is not something that you can be successful in unless you're someone like the devil in disguise. But I would say that if you can stand out from the crowd as just following your own interest instead of everyone else's interest, then try to do that and be as unconventional as possible.
Be as unconventional as possible. So what's next? Will you continue your research in this field? Is there, I believe you go on now to compete in a European competition, is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so when do you do that?
That's in September. I don't have an actual date, but I know that it is in September. So from here on in, it's work.
So do you have to continue working on the project, or do you present the project as it was the first time you presented it?
Well, you see, I can do that, but not only is it advisable to continue with the work, it's also an enjoyable thing to be doing. I mean, it gives you a fantastic array of skills, actually, and it really develops them. And it gives me so much experience. I don't see why I wouldn't continue the work even if I wasn't in the competition.
Simon, it's been a delight talking to you this morning, and I can tell that you're a true scientist at heart, and really wish you all the best in it, because science, I think, is a very exciting field, and it's wonderful to see young people pursuing it. So we wish you all the best in your further endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to us this morning, Simon. So that's Simon Meehan. He's the winner of the Young Scientist in Technology Award 2018. I think we need to watch that space. I'd say there's big things for Simon coming. I like the way he thinks, you know, going back to really basic, simple things, and being a little unconventional in your science can get you far, as we've seen with Simon. So keep up the great work, and congratulations on such a wonderful achievement.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.